You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates, and my co-partner this morning, my co-host this morning, Joni Harwell, joining me in studio to introduce some guests. Joni, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks, great, Andy, great. For asking.
I love these segments. We get to introduce some of our missionaries, and it's always so fun. Joining us in studio this morning, we have the James family, the Reverend Roger and Amy James joining us this morning. Welcome to His Time.
Thank you.
So good to have you in studio this morning and talking about your work and where you serve the Lord. Now, Roger, you serve as the area director for Southeast Asia for our missionaries, for our international missionaries.
For South Asia.
Well, share with us a little bit about what drew you to this mission field. Why were you interested in serving as a missionary, and what brought you to South Asia?
Well, actually, being a missionary wasn't at all on my radar scope in any respect, but I received a word from the LCMS asking if I would apply. Someone had recommended my name, and so I thought, well, I should at least give it some consideration, figuring they'd come to their senses, but they never did. And actually, I was called to Sri Lanka in South Asia, not because of any inclination on my part, but because of the church asking.
Was this an area you had visited previously?
Never.
Amy, tell us a little bit about where you live presently, serving as missionaries in South Asia.
Right now we live in the capital city of Sri Lanka, Colombo. Mm-hmm. It's a city with a busy city, busy capital city, lots of tourists, lots of foreigners there, but also a place to really see a lot of the culture of Sri Lanka. People are very open about their religion, and mm-hmm. so you see people of all religions there. Though the country is predominantly Buddhist, it also has a population of Muslims, Christians, and Hindus that are, of course, a lower percentage of those, but we do see all kinds of people there. And
I think in the countries like Sri Lanka and India, you see so much wealth, but at the same time, you see so much poverty. And I think that's a difficult thing for us as Americans to sometimes understand, not saying that we don't have poverty here, but there's so much of it. And how do you reach out and minister to people in those situations?
Well, most of our work has to do with our already established church. And so it's really the pastors and the people of those churches that are doing the outreach. And we're working with the pastors, the church workers, and maybe preaching. I'd be preaching in their services. It's moving to see how they will take care of one another. For instance, one of the churches in India, along with their regular offerings every month, they also collect another alms-type offering that they use to support their elderly, especially their elderly poor or sick. So in many ways, we're learning from them how to care for people in very dire, mm-hmm. dire circumstances.
What do you think are the most important things that the LCMS can offer to these church bodies in other parts of the world?
I think the most important thing we can offer is theological education, because we've been blessed with sound doctrine, with a good, faithful understanding of God's Word, and that is the greatest of all riches. We also, of course, coming from the U.S., we have a fair amount of wealth, but that perishes, and the Word of God goes on forever.
Amy, what would you say are some of the biggest cultural differences that you've experienced? I know you talked a little bit about the city where you live. What would you say are some of the biggest cultural differences that were perhaps challenging to adjust to when you moved there?
I guess in some ways, it's just to sort of be able to just sit back and listen and learn from people, mm-hmm. instead of kind of being too forward in demanding things or or expectations about what you want in a situation, but to learn how to sort of take that culture as it comes. I think staying back and listening, because often the other parts of the world think of Americans as loud and perhaps maybe
aggressive.
Demanding
yeah.
and aggressive, and but to be able to show and you know share a bit of our culture in just a sense, mm-hmm. but mostly to learn from what I can observe and that was probably the mm-hmm. best.
I think in so many of the cultures, and I think Pastor James, you mentioned it in the talk earlier, they're slower paced. They, as I remember, some of our African friends said, we have a joke. It says Americans have the watch, but we have the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right. And I think that's very true. Right. In other parts of the world, they're event oriented, not time oriented. Right. And so I think you're probably experiencing right. some of that.
Right, and people oriented in the sense that church begins when the people have come, mm-hmm. not when the time strikes a certain hour on the clock. Mm-hmm. And again, there's a lot to be said for that.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds much more biblical in many ways.
Serving as area director in South Asia, share with us some of the people groups that are reached through. You mentioned some of the pastors and congregations that the Lord has blessed us with in this part of the world. Share with us some of the people groups and who are the pastors that are serving in those areas.
Well, in Sri Lanka, our Lutheran church is mainly among a minority group called Tamil. They speak the Tamil language. They are from India, mostly. They were from a Hindu background, and they were brought to Sri Lanka by the British to work in the tea plantations. So they're almost like migrant workers in the U.S., and very poor, generally less well-educated, minority language. We also would like to be working more among the majority Sinhalese people, which are predominantly Buddhist. So that's Sri Lanka. Of course, there are also Muslims in Sri Lanka as well. And India, I mean, India is so vast and there are so many different people groups. Right now, our sister church, the India Evangelical Lutheran Church, primarily has two language groups that I'm aware of. Once again, Tamil, same as in Sri Lanka, but also Malayalam. I also had the chance of opportunity to visit a church in a northern India state called Manipur. And this is they're more Eastern Asian looking in their appearance, mm-hmm. more, I presume, a Chinese affected language. But here's another entirely different people group. They've heard about, they weren't Lutheran, they were Christian, but they learned about the Lutheran church, and they said, that's what we want to be, because they believe the Bible, and mm-hmm. so do we. Then in Bangladesh, it's primarily Buddhist, no, I'm sorry, Hindu. No, try again. Muslim. It's 90% Muslim. And so we also have, in a similar way, a pastor there who learned about the Lutheran faith and said, well, that's what I believe. And so wants to grow in his understanding of good Lutheran biblical doctrine. And so that's more of an Islamic culture in that area. Hmm. And those are just the three countries I've been in.
Before you began serving in this part of the world, what did you know about these cultures? How much has this been a big adjustment, a big change for you, learning about these cultures? And how best to serve, how best to teach the gospel, how best to serve these pastors and leaders in these cultures?
Well, I'm still learning the last part by far, how best to serve. I mean, in one sense, it's very obvious. It's the same way God's word is served everywhere, and that's by preaching and teaching and mm-hmm. administering the sacraments. How to do that, we're still exploring. What did I know about that part of the world? Very little, very little, and it's embarrassingly little. But it's interesting, we both noted that once we heard about Sri Lanka, I mean, I knew where it was, but once we heard about it and that we might be going there, it seems like we heard about a lot more mm-hmm. just because our ears were attuned to it, I guess.
Sure.
Well, and I wanted to ask you about just overall the church, how it's growing. I know we've been in India, and I think we've been in Sri Lanka for a while, but the church has, it seems like it's been stagnant. Mm. It seems like it's ripe, though, now. Like mm-hmm. the fields are really ripe and ready to explode, and I think it's so exciting. Do you feel that way, too?
I do. I think that the people in the short time we've been there, we were in South Asia about 20 months before coming back to the U.S. for this visit, and the people, as they begin to hear God's word again more clearly, if I dare say it that way, their eagerness, their anticipation, their thirst and hunger for mm-hmm. God's word is increasing. And that's going to lead them to live out their vocations as those who confess the faith in the world. Mm-hmm. And so my title is missionary, I guess, but really they are the ones who are going to be doing the mission work as they learn this faith and then share the hope that is within them to their neighbors, their family members, the people who ask about it. And I think it is ripe in that respect. In India, you know, it's just an amazing thing to me, and in Sri Lanka, that these are both churches that have had great struggles, and yet there are still so many faithful. You know, in the face of the things that they have endured and witnessed, it's an amazing thing that we have God's people there. And they're not only there, they are rejoicing in the gifts of God.
We're out of time, but I want to make sure that our listeners can find out more about your work in South Asia and other missionaries serving there. How can we find out more?
Well, I think you can look on the LCMS website, mm-hmm. and you could probably search for sure. my name, Roger James. That might...
Mm-hmm. I think lcms.org/James Family, I think, is where we can find it.
You've done your homework.
Well, thank you both for being our guests this morning, the Reverend Roger and Amy James. Thanks for being our guests this morning on His Time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joni.
Thank you, Andy.